Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So Lindsay is not with us at the moment. She'll be in a little while. Next hour, she'll be in next hour.
That's right.
But who needs her? That's what I say. Who needs her?
We got along just fine without her for all those years where she stepped away.
Yeah.
And now she thinks she can just walk back in here. And it turns out it was true. She can just walk back in here and have the same exact job that she did.
Did she step away or did she storm away? I think she stormed away.
She might have stormed away. Yeah, but she's a much different person now.
Is she?
Yes. I think I call her Lindsay 2.0 because she seems way more stressed out by life these days. And I get it. She's got kids. And her whole life has changed. But she'll tell you, she's like, I'm a whack job. I'm anxious all the time. And I was like, I don't remember. Lindsay was like, kind of like the fun, carefree, like, ooh, let's party. But yeah, she's a lot different now.
Yeah. I guess I don't notice it because, you know, I don't really listen to women talk.
Is that right?
I'm not putting up with it. No, I'm kidding. I'm just talking about her, views and the things that she likes. And, she's still just as goofy. You know, she's always been goofy in a good way, self-deprecating, all of that stuff.
Yeah. What is she like? Like, what's her like passion, like, social, you know, off of work? What do you think she's really into?
She still gets excited, when you mention some kind of a new, product that'll make you look slimmer. She's always been that way. She gets excited over lip glosses and, you know, fat. She's the same way about fashion. She's always been. But she loves to drink. We know that.
Yes, she does.
She's a drinker.
But she doesn't even drink as many cocktails as she, you know, now she pretty much sticks to tequila, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Less calories, I think, was her reason.
Yeah, tequila and club soda, I think, is what she drinks.
Yeah. It's just different.
Well, maybe it's that husband of hers. Maybe he's got her on a tight leash.
I find that hard to believe. I think she's got him on a tight leash. I don't think it goes the opposite way, though.
Yeah, and she talks about how easygoing he is, and, you know, he didn't, you know, ever get too excited about anything. You know, I think that it has to be the case or it wouldn't work.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, if he were the type to get frustrated and be on edge all the time, he'd be mad at her constantly and they'd be at it, you know, at each other, you know, butting heads.
That's probably true.
I mean, just like going to their daughter's kindergarten and coming home with she wouldn't even say how many dollars worth of school merch that she bought on the first day of school. You remember, you're buying merch from a private school, you know, you probably just spend a couple of $100 on it because she's not going to wear something that looks cheap.
No, that is one thing that is absolutely true about Lindsay. She will never look cheap.
She'll wear something that's cheap, but it can't look cheap.
Exactly.
Even if she only gets to wear it once before it falls apart.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, Riggins, how are your parents doing? Are they still as active as they have been in the retirement community and all, or are they more so?
Yeah, they're busy and they're booked and busy. My dad was just in South Carolina. He takes road trips all the time with like his old buddies, you know, like all these old guys, and they pile up in one car and they go to different states to play golf. And so he's busy. And my mom has got all her girlfriends now and they're playing Mahjong and having wine nights. And my mom has her, non-alcoholic drink, 'cause she doesn't drink.
Yeah.
But she still likes going to wine nights. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Mm.
But yeah, they're busy.
So it is different now than when they first retired, where they were doing everything together.
Yes.
So now they have their own activities that are separate from each other and all that.
Yeah. They just celebrated a wedding anniversary 2 weeks ago. And my mom came up to my house. She took like a trip up to my house, which is like an hour and a half away. And I was like, oh, why aren't you with dad? And she goes, oh, well, he went to play golf. I was like, it's your wedding anniversary. She goes, well, we're going to play. We're going to go to dinner later this week. So
they're
not doing as many things together, but they're still busy.
Because at first, you know, you say that you thought that that was driving your mom crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
and but, I think it was.
But it does make sense. People go, well, they live on a golf course. Why would your dad want to go off with people and play golf somewhere else? Well, because they're all different. It's a, you know, I even know that.
Yeah. And he enjoys like the bonding time of getting in the car. He was a traveling salesman. I think he likes it.
Yeah. Just like you.
Not so much me, but definitely him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, you know, I'm really, really considering moving into one of those retirement communities.
They're awesome.
You know, because I'm old enough to get in. I'm almost 56, and it's 55 and up usually on those things.
Yeah, you qualify by the skin of your teeth, but yeah, you could technically.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think, well, I don't know. They're very active, but you and Jody seem to have very different ideas about how you want to spend the next, you know, years of your life.
Yeah. You mean she doesn't want to spend the rest of her life locked in a room watching TV and drinking beer?
That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. You have different ideas about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And no, actually, I just want to, I just would love to be somewhere where I could go to the beach every day. That's all I would need. Like, oh, that's all you would need? It doesn't even have to be a great beach, just the beach.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that would work for her too, though.
Right. But I mean, I can't afford to go live on a great beach. You know, I can't afford to retire on a, you know, to a great beach. An okay beach? Yeah, maybe. Electricity? Maybe.
Well, you'd just get a smaller place and then live on a nice beach. Couldn't you do that?
No.
No.
No. Beach property in a place where it has a really nice beach is outrageous.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get more so in Florida and all when, you know, more New Yorkers and all start escaping to Florida.
Yeah.
It's going to get even, and property there is going to get a lot higher.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with Galveston.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I learned something kind of weird the other day. My parents are famous for going, they're from Chicago, and they when they travel back to Chicago, they bring back on the plane a bunch of foods that they can't get easily where they live in South Carolina. So it'll be like things you've never heard of, like Swedish flop. Are you familiar with that?
No. Sounds delicious.
It's like a Scandinavian dessert that's really popular in Chicago bakeries. It's like a kind of like a coffee cake. So they'll bring back that. They'll bring back bottles of jardiniere, which is like a hot pepper salad, and cured meats, salamis, and all those kind of things. They will bring that with them on the plane. And I always thought, do people give you weird looks? And my mom always goes, no, because everybody else is doing that too. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And then a video went viral this past weekend of a guy getting on a plane with a single baked ziti that he had been visiting his parents, and his mom made him a baked ziti, and he brought it on the plane with him to go back home. Now, I'm not a baked ziti fan, but it's a little taste of home, I guess. I can't see myself bringing any food on a plane ever.
So did he have it in a cooler or something, or just was he just carrying a big Pyrex dish full, a 9.5 by 13 dish of ziti?
It was a Pyrex dish inside a huge Ziploc bag, you know, covered in tinfoil. And then inside the bag. And he was walking through the terminal with this baked ziti, and his girlfriend was recording. And he was like, I don't care, I'm taking it home. So I get it. You want a little taste of home. But I also found out that, did you know you could bring live lobsters on a plane with you? It's one of the only live crustaceans you can bring on a plane with you.
No, I didn't know that.
Lobsters spoil faster than other crustaceans. And apparently it depends on the TSA agent that's wanding you through. But they can make a judgment call at the line if you should be able to bring it on. But yeah, apparently, according to TSA's official policy, you can bring live lobsters.
Hmm. Yeah, I would never do that because I think lobsters are way overrated.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
You don't have any drive to go, but when you go back to Louisiana, which doesn't happen often, to bring back things from your hometown.
No, I don't. Because, I mean, I can cook all that stuff. If I want it, I can cook it.
Yeah.
So, and I think the guy taking his mom's baked ziti home like that is different than your parents taking the things that they take home from Chicago, because they're buying the products and they're sealed and they're in a container and the whole thing. He's just walking through the airport with a Pyrex dish. He needs to grow up.
You think it's time to cut the cord?
Yeah. My mommy's baked ziti. Yeah, I'm going to walk through the airport like an idiot and inconvenience myself because I'm having to keep up with a Pyrex dish.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. It's crazy. And it probably smells, you know, it's Italian food. It's got red sauce on it, garlic and onions. It can't smell that good on the plane.
Yeah. So people just, I mean, they don't even think about dignity when they go out in public now. It's just like you look like you've never been anywhere. You look like a hillbilly. And I'm sure he makes fun of hillbillies all the time because where was he from, did they say?
I don't know.
You know, somewhere where they do a lot of baked ziti. So
yeah.
Yeah, you look like a hillbilly walking through with food in a Pyrex dish.
That's a good rule. I like that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So the other day I was talking about how this Burt's Bees that I have on my desk here makes me look like a millennial because it's chai flavored and chai scented. But then I look at this, you know, this gum that I chew, my brand of gum. And if you ever watch the videos and everything, you go, why is he chewing that gum? It's on my nerves. And you know, it's because I get the dry mouth from some of the medications I take. So when you speak for a living, you got to do something about that. So I know it looks rude, but I'm sorry. And I really have to use it on that other show because I'm the only one talking for like 15 minutes at a time. I'm just yapping.
Yeah.
But this gum that I chew, it's the only kind that I like, is called Trident Vibes. That's the name, Trident Vibes. And I will not ever dare tell somebody if they say, what kind of gum is that? I'll never say Trident Vibes. I'll just say it's Trident. It comes in a little plastic container.
What's the vibes part about it? What I don't get it. It's just
because ad agencies just glom on to trendy words.
Okay.
When you're chewing the gum, it gives you good vibes. You know, you got Trident vibes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I know chewing gum sales are way down since 2020. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're just trying to like get a little excitement going. We call these vibes.
Yeah. But I can't bring myself to do it.
No. And you're not going to want to hear this, but I think Jody might be right. You do look kind of cocky when you're chewing gum. I posted a video on social media the other day of a behind the scenes moment, and you went to hit the button and you had your face turned to the side, and you did. You kind of look cocky. Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't either. I chew it like everybody else does.
I don't know. Maybe
when people are chewing gum, though, and Jerry Seinfeld used to do jokes about this. When somebody's chewing gum, it makes them look like they just really don't care one way or the other what's going on around them. It's just like he said, that's why they don't allow you to chew gum in school, is because you know the teacher asks them, I don't know.
I don't care.
You know, yeah. And it does. It makes you look like you got that attitude.
Uh-huh. But you don't. The radio family knows you're not cocky and like that.
Oh, they know. I'm just as sweet as I can be.
That's right.
Just a doll is what I am.
With your Trident vibes.
Precious. With my Chai Burt's Bees and my Trident vibes. And then what else do I have on my desk here for survival? Got a little survival kit, little what do they call them? Care package. Got a little care package.
That's what you got.
Some Trident vibes and some Burt's Bees chai. Oh, and I got my water. I got my Zen water here.
Zen water?
Yeah.
Oh my God. TJ.
Well, my little friend Jenny bought it and she doesn't pay attention to the fact that this is some kind of a global environmental goofy thing. She buys water in the store depending on how cool the bottle looks. She gave me this one. Yeah.
Do you notice a difference in taste or anything?
No, I drink it and then start refilling it.
Jay and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals. The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, we haven't been on the radio since opening day of college football. You know, where the LSU Tigers beat the Clemson Tigers, and I just want to go on record as saying that I knew it all along. You naysayers who thought that LSU wasn't going to be able to beat Clemson. And I'm not talking about Clemson fans. I'm talking about LSU fans. I can't stand that. I can't stand somebody going into a game with their team in a negative light. You know,
it's never something you would do. Never.
No. I mean, I had faith the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I texted you. Oh my God. Congrats. Kyle just told me y'all won last. You were like, I knew it. I was like, oh,
yeah. Everybody knew it.
Where have I been? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm so happy about it, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The Tar Heels of North Carolina didn't do well from what I saw. I didn't see the game. I just saw the score this morning. And the Bill Belichick said, we're a much better team than what we showed tonight. I think we're a much better team than what we showed. So yeah, that wasn't great. And you know what? That's what they get for preempting my show on the other station that I'm on, my night show.
That's what they get.
That's what they get.
Take that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the memes that were rolling in about Bill Belichick were just vicious.
I didn't see because it was late. So I wonder how many times they showed his little girlfriend during the game.
That's, well, at least online, that's all it was.
Was it really just her? It,
basically, like if he wasn't so focused on trying to, you know, wine and dine a 24-year-old, he'd spend more time with his players. I mean, it was just really nasty.
What was she wearing?
I didn't see her at the game. I don't even know if she was there. But
oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious.
But you know, every mistake that happens, everything that doesn't go exactly the way that Bill Belichick wants it, the fans are going to come down on him about having that young girlfriend.
Of course.
You know, it's like when Tony Romo was dating Jessica Simpson when he was a quarterback of the Cowboys. Every mistake he made, it was because of Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Let him live, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let him live.
Yeah, and maybe if famous men did what I do, it would kind of diffuse some of that criticism about their significant other, because I blame Jody for everything anyway. So that way, whenever I screw up something big, it nobody else has to say, well, that's Jody's fault, because I'm always the first one.
Right.
That's Jody's fault.
You got to get it head first.
Yeah. Don't blame me for that.
You're right.
Ugh.
What does she think about Bill Belichick dating a 24-year-old? She said anything?
She thinks it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all women think that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Because how many years difference is it? 30 what?
50.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's 72, right?
72, I think. Something.
She's
like that.
24. Yeah. So it's whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 50.
that's ridiculous. That's not even 30. Okay, I could deal with 50. Like you were 50 when she
you was could deal born. With 30, Lindsay. If your daughter comes home and says, "I'm dating a man 30 years older than I am,"
better than 50. Well, no, not Delilah.
Exactly, just in general. Not my baby girl.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, today is a big day because Lindsay's little boy goes to preschool for the first time this year. It's his first day of preschool, and there's a lot riding on this.
I'd say, other than it's expensive and he's not fully potty trained, so they're not really sure they're going to keep him, you know?
Yeah.
I had to fill this out early in the wee hours of the morning, and he wants to be Hulk. Green Hulk, not red.
Okay.
Don't even know what that means.
Mm.
You see how this is empty?
Yeah.
I love... Couldn't think about it. Couldn't think of it. He's like, we'll talk about this later. We'll talk about this later. Okay. Is that you love me? You love your sis? You know, we'll talk about it later.
Hmm. Yeah. He ain't no punk.
I was like, what are you like? 15? Like you're 3. Give me something. I like toys. Give me something.
Okay. So, what is the situation, though, with the potty training? What did they tell you at orientation?
Okay. Here's the deal. He can wear a pull-up, but if he has an accident, like a number 2, they document it. And if he gets 3 documentations, he has to stay home until he's fully. So he might never go back to school this year. The peeing down pat. It's the other, and they do not change diapers, period.
Will he just hold it?
No. He'll just go, and he'll just not go back to school. It's just how he is. He's just like, I don't care.
So if it happens, do they call you to come deal with it?
I think what happens is they document it 3 times, and they do change, like they'll handle it. But after the 3rd time, it's like, we're not doing this anymore. So it depends, like I had said, I think I was talking about it last week. It depends on the teacher, if they're willing to like help you out. Delilah had a teacher that was like, oh, it's cool, live and let live. You know, this teacher don't play games. She was a middle school teacher. She's like, I like her. I like her a lot. And I think he needs like a drill sergeant, to be honest. And I don't even think she's that, but we'll see how it goes.
Is there a chance that he gets all three today?
There is a possibility. He at least two, because he's been known to, you know, do a back to backer. You know what I mean? He's a savage. Okay, yeah.
Well, so I wouldn't feed him.
I'm gonna starve him.
Yeah, give him some of that stuff they give you before you have a colonoscopy.
Clean him out.
Yeah, clean them out before, you know, like do it overnight or something.
Yeah, you get no breakfast. Mm-hmm. I'm not packing your lunch.
I mean, that would be incentive for me.
I know. Heck
learn yeah. Learn to go to the restroom. Sure.
And he just had a doctor's appointment for like his 3-year checkup or whatever. And the doctor's like, he's fine. He's not behind. You know, some are just later to the game. It's totally fine. I'm like, it's not fine though when we're paying a fortune for school. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
they gonna get their money though, honey.
Right. I'm more concerned about what kind of panty waist doctor you got going there. What kind of hippie doctor that is.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The TJ and Reagan Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
I don't want to keep bringing it up, but everybody saw the Powerball drawing happened last night, and there was not a winner, so that jackpot has now increased to $1.3 billion.
With a B.
$1.3 billion. And next drawing is tomorrow night.
Okay, so they draw for Powerball 3 nights a week?
I think it's Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, so 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with it. I thought it was just Wednesday and Saturday. So I would have won last night if I would have remembered to buy a ticket. That would have been the one that hit.
Shoot.
Maybe. There were some, you know, every time they do these drawings, there are winners, and I think they're $1 million winners, but obviously no one's won the jackpot yet. So I think somebody in South Carolina won.
I think you should play, TJ, because winnings, lucky, comes in three, and you've had, like, LSU win. You've had another great thing. So I feel like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
I've never heard that. Winnings come in threes?
Or like...
Lucky's come in threes.
Lucky's
come in threes. Okay, yeah. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's your time.
I already spent my other Powerball winnings on tickets for Saturday night.
Oh. Okay.
That got me 3 tickets and a $1 left over.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
A 3-pack of tickets to nothing.
Yeah.
Not nothing. And a lot of people are going to be picking up tickets this week, no doubt. When the jackpot gets over $1 billion, that gets people excited. So next drawing is tomorrow night. Good luck if you are playing. Today's National VJ Day. And I was like, oh, this is sick. Like MTV VJs. I used to worship them when I was a kid. But it turns out it's not MTV VJ Day. It's Victory Over Japan.
Not less important.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, World War II, our victory over Japan. So I was a little confused, but this is way more impressive than being an MTV VJ.
But I mean, it sucks because I've already sent Downtown Julie Brown some flowers.
I love her.
She was an icon.
She was great.
So we remember today our victory over Japan. And Japan, don't get it twisted. You don't want to make us redo that.
Yeah, we'll get back up on it. Just give us one excuse.
Say something. Yeah. Say something.
Like we're going to do something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but we have people that will do stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm not leaving this chair.
They're dying to do it, actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Burning Man in the news. There's a lot of crazy stories about Burning Man. They found a deceased body. They believe he was, early investigations say there's a potential that he was murdered out there at the Music and Arts Festival in Las Vegas or in Nevada. And then also a child was born at Burning Man. A woman didn't know she was pregnant and gave birth in the desert, you know, at this, you know, very eclectic arts festival.
Trashy concert art festival.
Was she a big lady? How do you not know you're pregnant? I never know how that works.
I don't know, but the baby was delivered prematurely. So the baby's in the NICU. But yeah, they say the couple did not know the woman was pregnant. So
because they're on so much dope.
You think that's what it is?
The baby's okay.
Yeah, isn't that? And didn't you say that Burning Man is all about the dope? Dope and art and bad music?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if everybody's on the dope, but that's always the vibe I got, that everybody was doing drugs out there. And I don't know anything about Burning Man. That's just what I assumed. But yeah, hopefully she wasn't on the dope with a child inside her.
Yeah.
So, she didn't know. So that was the issue.
So we're going to pray for them. Hopefully that baby does okay. There is a new documentary on Netflix, and it is all the talk on the internet. Maybe you've seen it. We'll get to it coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Maybe you guys have already seen about this. There's a new documentary on Netflix. It came out, I think it was on Friday. It's called Unknown Number, A High School Catfish.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
There's a new documentary on Netflix, and it's telling the story of this 13-year-old girl in Michigan, and she's got a boyfriend. His name's Owen. And they start dating while they're in middle school. They go to high school. They're like an all-American couple. They called them the golden couple. They're just like cute kids, you know, 13 years old. And then when she starts high school, she starts getting cyber bullied. And the text messages go on like sometimes 50 or 60 a day. And telling her that Owen's cheating on her, that he's hooking up with another girl in another town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That she doesn't know how to dress and that she's ugly and she should end her life. Like really awful things. She's 13 years old, but you want to know the big twist? And if you haven't seen it, maybe turn this down for a second.
Well, can I take my headphones? I'm just kidding.
The FBI got involved and they found out that all these text messages were coming from her own mother.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I remember that case.
Yeah. So she goes to jail for cyber stalking and she just got out in August of last year.
But she deserves the death penalty.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I cannot believe that.
And what was the purpose of it? It was to get her where she wasn't dating Owen anymore.
Well, it certainly sounds like that was part of it. They say the woman suffers from Munchausen by proxy, which is what was her name? Gypsy Rose's mom was dealing with. But they said this is a mental health issue, but also she needs to be held accountable. And she was. She went to prison.
Oh, well, big whoop. Okay. Well, she needs something. Her daughter could have committed suicide.
Absolutely. And the police confront the mother on camera, and that footage is in this documentary. And the woman almost immediately admits to the whole thing. She's like, yes, I did do that. It was her only child, this young girl.
No.
At the end of the documentary, she says she wants to hopefully reconnect with her mother at some point when the, quote, timing is right. But everybody on the internet, on social media, is discussing this case. And could you live with a mom like that?
Where's the dad?
Dad is there in all this footage. He divorces the mom.
Okay.
And it turns out mom was also lying about a job that she said she had but never did.
I can't see. That's hard for me to watch, though. Just having a daughter, I can't even fathom that. It would be hard for me to watch that. I'd just be screaming at the television.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. Lindsay, you would never do that to your own daughter, right?
I wouldn't do that to anyone's daughter. Like my own. I mean, she deserves to get her butt kicked in prison, like hard. Like hospitalization.
Yeah. TJ, what do you think about this? Any thoughts about mothers like being narcissists and things like that?
To be honest with you, it makes me think of an incident that went on in my life when I was young. Not with my mom, but kind of the same sort of thing. And it's not pleasant at all to be a kid who's being manipulated and you know, terrified and all of that kind of stuff.
Should we deep dive into this?
Nah.
Cause I'm feeling
my deal or into the other deal?
Your deal.
Oh no. We're good.
All right. Well, it's unsettling.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I really enjoy when couples find each other, they fall in love, and they want the world to know it. You know, I think that is so cool because there's not enough of that in this world nowadays. These days, as my friend Ace used to say all the time. You don't find that these days. But there is a couple on the internets that has gone viral. And not only is this lady with help from her new boyfriend, not only is she telling you she's unavailable now and in love, she's doing it in song. And he is providing the background vocals. Listen.
I have a boyfriend, so don't ask me out. I have a boyfriend, so don't ask me out. No, don't ask me out. Yeah.
My favorite is no.
Those runs that she wants to do so badly are a little bit harder than they seem.
Yeah.
Now the runs are not as hard as holding a big note and leaving it on key. The runs are easier to do than that, even though they seem like they would be more difficult. But it's a lot harder just to hold a big note than it is to quiver through it.
Sure.
What nerds? Bless them.
Oh, stop.
Bless them.
Lindsay, they look like they're straight off of an ad in Vanity Fair.
Yeah, I know you a lot.
What do you say, Rob?
I said that was rude, Lindsay.
Yeah, she's rude.
That is not rude. That is terrifying. Don't ask me out. Listen, if you're both singing together, that's and recording it, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was so happy, of course.
Oh my
God.
He
was thrilled. I'm looking for a love like this. I want a girl to go on social media and be like, don't even talk to me. I'm with him.
You want to do a song with her?
I don't know. I want to sing with her, but I like the attitude.
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just jealous that I can't sing as you good, are. Right?
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
You're jealous because you can't sing and you'll never look as good as this couple does.
And you'll never have their love.
Well, that's damn true. I would never go with Kyle and sing on the internet.
I have a boyfriend, so don't ask me out. I have a boyfriend, so don't ask me out. No, don't ask me out. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The worst. Stop.
Yeah. You have to give credit for the lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody can just throw a song together like that and put it on social medias from scratch.
At least have a different line the next chorus. No,
they're fine. That's going to be stuck in everybody's head today.
No, no. I've
got a boyfriend, so don't ask me out.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, men's, I know that there are no big gift giving to the ladies holidays coming up soon, but Christmas and all will be here before you know it. I just want to let you know, it's sometimes hard to come up with a gift that, you know, your woman is going to love. And we've talked about these bubble cuddle blankets, you know, kind of in jest along the way at Cozy Earth. But if you get her a bubble cuddle blanket, she's going to love it. Trust me. And the good part about it is that, you know, they sent me one from the company because I was the one doing their ads and all that. And then my wife swiftly stole it. But she said that no matter what's going on, if she goes back to take a nap and she puts that blanket on her, she falls asleep no matter what. So if nothing else, if you're looking for a little quiet time in the house, you get that bubble cuddle blanket, you know, tape it completely around your wife so she can't get out of it, and then make her take a nap.
Put bubble wrap over the bubble cuddle.
Yeah.
Wrapper.
So you can get that with a 41% discount at tjriggins.com/deals and then the code TJ when you check out. Now, Lindsay, I know you're not a big proponent of divorce, no. Right? So I did find a guy, though, that if you're going to leave your husband for anybody, it's going to be this one.
Okay.
All right. He lives in Connecticut. That's one thing. But if you'll marry a guy from Chicago, you shouldn't have a problem with somebody from Connecticut.
Well, okay. Let's see.
All right. So he could move down here.
Okay.
But since he is a Guinness World Record holder, you'd probably have to rent a special truck to move his collection down here with him to be with you. And that collection is it's 3,569 pairs of Crocs.
No.
That is your guy right there, Mr. Crocs. They call him the Croc King.
Oh no. I bet he's got, I don't even want to know what all he wears on those. Like, I bet he has the gibbets and everything like a kid.
Probably. Yeah. And there's a video. I couldn't bring myself to go watch it. But I can see in the screen capture of the video that it's just, I mean, floor to ceiling Crocs of every color with the gibbets and the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, he wears every pair of them.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think?
Oh yeah.
Or does he just collect them?
I bet he wears them. Yeah, he's probably wearing them.
Socks or no socks, I wonder.
I bet he'll go both, depending on what time of year it is.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. He's a Croc year-round wearer, I'm sure.
Yeah, in the snow, in the rain.
Yeah, because they make winter ones that are lined and all, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, think about how bad your feet would sweat.
Mm.
Gross.
Mm-mm.
Well, he's the one for me.
There you go.
Is he cute? I'm joking.
He looks exactly about how handsome you would think a Croc King would look.
Yeah.
If that answers your question. So
it does.
You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So
let me go find him.
Like if you said, somebody said, hey, quickly describe to this police sketch artist what you think the Croc King looks like. You'd probably be pretty close.
Yeah. Perfect.
So yes, very handsome.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Ashley Simpson in the news for the first time in a long time. A lot of people went to go see her in Vegas. She's got a Las Vegas residency that she just started over the weekend. It was only supposed to be two nights, but it was sold out both nights. So they added five more shows in the middle of September. All the celebrities went out to Vegas to go see Ashley Simpson.
I didn't know she still sang.
I don't think she did. I think it's the 20-year anniversary of her debut album.
Pieces of Me?
I think that's what it was called, Pieces of Me, but that's like her big song, right?
I liked it, but I don't think she can sing very well.
But I'm just wondering how many songs that she has, like hit songs that would warrant a residency.
I agree.
How long does it have to be before it's called a residency? Like, how long do you have to be performing there? I think they're overly using the term residency now.
They might be, yeah.
It's a few months for sure.
And how long was she there?
Two or three nights.
No, that's not a residency is when you're performing there for so long that you live in the hotel. That's where the term comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You either live in the hotel and then or you live in Vegas somewhere.
Sure. When I think of Celine Dion, when she was doing those years in Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they made a hotel look exactly like her house.
Yeah.
So she could live there and stuff. But yeah, people were saying, what was on the set list? And it was like, I don't know, probably every Ashley Simpson song. I mean, it's not that much.
I don't even
know. There were 19 songs she sang. That seems like way more than I thought she would have.
I mean, yeah. I had her album. Like, I thought it was good. On a Monday, I am waiting. I mean, classic, you know? Mm-hmm. But that was literally the only song I liked.
You remember what derailed her career, Lynn?
Her reality show with her boyfriend?
It was a Saturday Night Live performance where they caught her lip syncing.
That's right.
Performing with a track.
That's right.
Instead of live.
I mean, she's not the best vocalist, so I can't imagine what this sounds like. But
it's probably pretty good.
She's cute.
Is she still with the Pete Wentz guy?
No, she's with Diana Ross's son.
Oh, okay.
They have a few kids, right?
Yeah, they've been married for a long time. But I remember, you're right, she was with Pete Wentz.
Mm-hmm. And before that, her reality show, she was with, who's the guy with the spiky hair? He had like, he was a one-hit wonder.
Well, Guy Fieri.
I think his name was Ryan.
Ryan Cabrera,
yeah.
Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
On the way down.
Oh, yeah, so fantastic song.
Pop music royalty. So Ashley Simpson in the news for her performances in Las Vegas. And I'm glad Rob is here. Next week, 1 week from today, the Y2K Decades menu will debut at Taco Bell, bringing back the chili cheese burrito, the caramel apple empanada that's now $2.99, and the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco is coming back, along with the double decker taco. Rob, that's pretty exciting stuff, right?
I'm a big fan of the chili cheese burrito and the Cool Ranch, but the other one, I'll be all right. My dad loved the caramel apple empanada, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I love that thing too.
Oh. That's one of TJ's favorite fast food desserts is that caramel apple empanada.
Yeah.
Which I believe used to cost 99 cents. Well, it's $2.99.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Dang. Get
that thing home, put some ice cream on it.
Ooh.
Mm-mm, drizzle some heart caramel on it too.
Mm-hmm. You're speaking my language. That is out on September 9th. Oh, I've got a fun hypothetical question for TJ and Lindsay, and it could get ugly coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
So I saw TJ, you spent Saturday, you were out at the ball field, weren't you?
At the ball field?
Yeah. Weren't you out at a baseball game on Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah. At the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Yeah.
It was their last
handsome husband, Michael there.
Their last home game I saw.
I think it's their last game. Yeah. Their last home game of the season. Yeah. I don't think they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah. and I saw a Jody get all dressed up in her stuff from Katie Waltman. She had her little top on. She had a little herringbone necklace and and her, what do they call them? Starburst heart huggy earrings that everybody loves so much. If you want to save 20%, tjriggins.com/deals, by the way. But she looked really cute. And I thought, man, who, TJ, who do you think of all the guys that have worked on the show? Who do you think, God forbid you guys, you and Jody split up. Who do you think would have been the best match for Jody? Who do you think she would want to be married to if you weren't an option? And let's include Ace in that. Like, but every guy that's ever been on the show before I was even a part of the show, like, who do you think would be a good match for her?
Oh, God.
Maybe not even a good match, but somebody that you think she would be.
Guy or girl, too.
Well, I mean, it is.
We're besties. Just kidding.
Let's keep it to guys, because I think that's probably more her speed.
Sure.
Let's see. Probably. You remember that intern that we had? We called him Studley. Intern Studley. He played football at Carolina for a little bit, and he was a quarterback, and he went to the Charlotte Catholic school and all of that. He was real smart, real together, you know, well-raised.
Okay.
That would probably be the one. He's a lot younger, obviously, because he was an intern, but.
Well.
Yeah. He's the least trashy of all of y'all is what I'm trying to say.
And she's already been with trashy, so she wants to really flip the script.
Exactly. She's like, I had enough of the, you know, stereotypical radio person.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, who we've only hung around with your husband a couple of times. Mm-hmm. What girl on the show do you think would be a good match for him?
Oh,
you got quite a few to choose from, but I think, I want to hear what you think.
I don't see, the only one I know three, I think.
Okay.
And, I don't know. Maybe Gwen. I don't know. I don't know her personality as well. Monica's super sweet. Love her.
Yeah.
Alexis, I think is maybe a little too opinionated, which I'm not saying is a downfall for her, but I don't know how it would work with, you know.
Yeah. Because he doesn't work well with your being opinionated, so.
I'm trying to find someone opposite of me is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
maybe it is Monica, because Gwen was kind of opinionated.
Oh, yeah. Gwen would tell you like it is.
Monica.
Hurry, yeah.
Yeah, I actually thought, before you said anything, I thought it would be Monica as well.
Yeah.
Me too, because Monica's off doing all the NASCAR TV stuff and all of that she does. So he wouldn't have to fool with her very often. Like you, like you're just always there.
Like a barnacle.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of her. That's awesome.
All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So we were talking about our friend Monica just a few minutes ago. Monica was on our show for a while. Was that before you, Lindsay, or after you?
Right before me.
Right before. Okay. And she works in NASCAR productions and things like that. She does, the interviews with drivers and all for TV and for, I think for the big Jumbotron and stuff inside the races. But her husband, his name's Rick, was the first person I had ever heard of doing this. And I thought it was brilliant at the time, but now it's gone viral. There are towing companies that are offering this, this service for if you have been drinking and driving. And, this is an amateur, acted commercial about the service. Listen.
It's been fun. I got to get out of here,
hold
guys.
Hold up, honey. Looks like you might need a ride. Won't you call Doug Perry Towing? Here's his card.
They'll tow me and my car home?
Oh, for sure. I've took many rides with him.
More shots for everybody. Hey, here you go. Get me home. Oh, help. Where do I ride?
Hey, take a truck.
So instead of leaving your car at a bar somewhere and having to go back and get it the next day, you call a towing company. They tow it to your house and give you a sober ride home. Now, Monica's husband is in the car business and he came up with that years ago. And he would just call whoever he worked with in his dealership and all that. And they would just come pick him up if they'd both had too much to drink.
I wonder how expensive that is. It like a towing fee? Because if so, that's pricey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You'd have to check into it, but it probably wouldn't be as much as if you got a boot on your car or got it towed for illegal parking or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be that much.
Right.
But if you're had a couple drinks, you're going to pay. Probably anything. Like, please take my car. I mean,
think about that Sunday when you got to get up and go get your car.
Yeah.
And you got to get it because it's been sitting in a bar overnight and you don't know when they're going to have it towed and all of that. So you got to get up and go. It's like, the only good thing about that is taking that drive through the Bojangles.
That's it. <You know? laughs> That's it.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely have to do that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I often find when people don't have it in them to follow rules, a lot of people just can't bring themselves to follow rules. One, because they're not disciplined enough. And then two, because they just think, why should I have to do what everybody else does? I'm special. Right. So there is a continued list of social norms people refuse to participate in on the Reddit, like not putting your elbows on the table, not writing thank you cards, or not saying bless you after somebody sneezes, or having to say goodbye to every single person while leaving a gathering. You don't have to say goodbye to every single person, but no. It wouldn't hurt to say goodbye to the person who did the gathering, who threw the party.
Right. Yeah, that's important. You say goodbye to the host, but everybody else can kind of.
Or if you came with someone,
Yeah.
Here's one: refusing to allow myself to be photographed doing every little thing or at every social gathering. I don't owe you that. I find it awkward and cringy, and I don't like posing for anything. Okay. Well,
yeah, fine.
Right. Then they should not invite you to anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If someone asks, how are you? And I am not on the clock. I never say fine, how are you, or any variation of it.
What?
What does that even mean?
You're just so tough.
That's just being nice and a normal human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel obligated to say anything to you.
Yeah, I won't show someone respect simply because they're older than me. Respect is earned through action, not age. Okay, but in passing, how is somebody going to earn your respect?
Right.
And you're not earning much respect here with your grammatical errors.
Right.
I won't show someone respect simply because they're older than I, not they're older than me. Right. Smart are you now, you little snot-nosed Gen Z.
Yeah.
It's a tough crowd. Those kids are tough, man.
And I don't believe in being respectful to people just because they're old either, but from the beginning, if they're old and they haven't done anything to you, then of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say ma'am to my wife all the time because she's so much older than I am.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, just in case you missed it, the Powerball jackpot is up to $1.3 billion. The next drawing is tonight. I think they do it around midnight. But the cash value is about $560 million or something like that. So it is the fifth largest jackpot in Powerball history. And a lot of people expecting to go buy their, what is it, $2 ticket?
To get the ticket. You just got to have the ticket. Here's the thing, though. You know, I've always said if I win the lottery, I can't wait to get up on the stage. And when they ask me what I'm going to do with it, I'm going to say, well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate the government for their big haul today and the fact that they didn't even have to wait in line or stay up late to check any numbers or anything. So Congratulations. And then the next thing I'm going to say is the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call that that gay guy from with the tattoos from all the home improvement show.
Yeah.
That home improvement stuff. You know what I'm talking about? The gay guy with all the tattoos on his neck and his hands and everything. Real nice fella.
Yeah. He'll be like
him and his gay camera crew, and they're gonna find me a dream house, my lottery dream house.
Yeah. Everyone will be like, did you hear that guy from Louisiana?
I bet you they would be ringing my phone immediately. If the big lottery winner just said, I'm gonna call the tattooed gay guy on TLC.
Yep.
And have him find me a dream house on his show. They'd be like, oh my God, yes.
That'd be amazing. Hey,
and if he calls you tattooed gay guy, just go with it. Don't even correct him. Don't tell him your name. Let him just call you that.
Yeah. We're trying to make some TV here.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd have family members coming out of the woodwork from Louisiana to sort of reconnect with you, TJ?
No.
You don't
no,
think so?
No. Mm-mm.
Lindsay, do you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I would either. But it's interesting to see how people react when a family member wins a big jackpot like this one.
I think friends would come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think more non-family would come.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Especially for Lindsay.
Showing up with a limp that I knew that they had.
Yeah.
I had surgery. Yeah. It's $1 million surgery.
And then obviously people still reacting over the weekend to the story that the fact that Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson were not in fact dating. They just did it to promote their movie. And the fact that this story came out, this was also put in the press by those two. So because the movie is now on streaming. So you're getting a little look on how Hollyweird works. I had a really embarrassing moment over the weekend, and I cannot wait to share it with you next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I had a really embarrassing moment. Over the weekend, I went to the bookstore, pick out a new book for the long holiday weekend. I was going to spend some time at my parents' house, and I did end up getting a book, but here's the problem.
He's a nerd.
I know. It is pretty nerdy. Well, it gets way worse than just being a nerd. I promise you that, because I have a specific genre of books that I really like, and those are books for women. And I picked up a book at the bookstore, and I brought it up to the counter after reading the synopsis of it. And she goes, oh, is this for you? And here's the book. It's called The Other Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets me excited when I see it's one of Reese Witherspoon's picks.
Yeah. in her book club. Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon's book club. It lets me know I'm going to like it a lot. And this is about a, it's about a woman who's got like the world's worst mother-in-law. And she would do anything to keep a hold on her son that she feel like she feels like she's losing a grip on. And she will go to any lengths to make sure her son stays with her. But I'm like, you know, browsing through and I find this book and it's got a picture of a wedding dress on the cover.
Love that.
And I walk it up there and I'm not embarrassed. I haven't been embarrassed to talk about the kind of books I like, but she made me feel uncomfortable. She goes, "Oh, is this for you?" And it immediately put me on guard and I went, no. So I just like lied to this woman working at the bookstore instead of just being like, yeah, you know what? I kind of like, I like a beach read.
I like a beach read. Yeah. And also, none of your biz, lady.
I mean, I think she was probably trying to make conversation, but I got so insecure that it's really on me. I should just be like, yeah, no, you know what? It's kind of funny. I like these, you know, female driven books, but it is embarrassing.
Yeah. Well,
then I need to somehow get my mama to send you books when she gets finished with them, Riggins.
Really?
Because that is all she's into, is that kind of, sometimes they're mysteries, sometimes they're about, you know, infidelity, and but I mean, that's the kind of stuff that she has always, and she goes through probably, you know, one a week.
Yeah. Wow. She's a ravenous reader.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. But I don't know. Have you ever tried Kaylee Cuoco or whatever her name is? Have you tried her book club recommendations?
I haven't, but I've been checking them out. I even asked my sister-in-law if I could get in her book club, and she said it's only for women. Well, I'm pretty much a woman. I mean, well,
you ought to sue her.
Yeah, that's sexist. Yeah. That's
kind of what I'm saying. That is sexist, isn't it?
Discrimination. That is discrimination.
Totally.
TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.